007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm commander in chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Well, Garrett, a little later on we'll be talking about Colin Firth in terms of new releases, but you have some casting news for us in terms of Mr. Firth.
Yeah, he is due to play an amateur yachtsman, Donald Crowhurst, in James Marsh's follow-up to The Theory of Everything.
Yeah,
it sounds like a good role. It's been produced over at BBC Films, and it's a true story in his attempt to win the first round-the-world yacht race in 1968. You can see the pairing there straight away. I mean, Marsh has been on a good track record with the movies he's done, Shadow Dancer and Theory of Everything, and of course he's an Oscar winner for his documentary features that he's done as well. So when you consider that put in with a true story and a good
and
lead
a good
actor.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it sounds like an interesting project, doesn't it?
Nice for them follow-up to Theory of Everything.
Very much so.
Meanwhile, what about a follow-up for The Imitation Game for director Morton Tilden?
Yeah, he's in negotiations with Sony to direct a space drama called Passengers. Now, they studio bought the rights, this is Sony, last month. It's kind of had a bit of a runaround in Hollywood, this particular one, because the rights were acquired actually by Focus Features. Keanu Reeves was set to star in it, but then it went back on the market after the Weinstein Company ditched it as well, after acquiring the rights with Reese Witherspoon. And then that was boarded by Rachel McAdams, who then left the project. So it's kind of bouncing around a little bit. Maybe, and that happens, you know, that's not unusual, you know, for project to go around like that. And sometimes it takes the right person to just come on board and make it
happen. And make it work, yes.
The storyline for it's set on a spacecraft in the future with thousands of passengers making an interstellar voyage to a distant new planet. Does that sound familiar? One passenger awakes from cryosleep 90 years before anyone else and decides to wake up a female passenger, sparking the beginning of a love story.
So there you go. There's
there you
a
go.
Pitch. Okay.
There's your pitch. And of course, he's been nominated for an Oscar and a DGA award for The Imitation,
Game.
So,
yeah,
you know,
you're
hot property, I suppose, when you have that.
Exactly. Now, you've an update for us regarding the biopic of Steve Jobs.
Yes, they have started shooting this. It's been a while coming, actually, because Aaron Sorkin was writing the screenplay. It is based on Walter Isaacson's biography of the Apple co-founder Jobs. Michael Fassbender is playing Jobs in this movie. If you remember, Christian Bale had signed on at one stage,
right,
and then he departed the project. And there was to and froing with directors as well, but Danny Boyle is the man behind the camera, and they've started shooting in San Francisco. And in this one, I mean, I've read that book. It's a good biography, and it captures who Jobs was really well. And don't forget, we had a movie already called Jobs with Ashton Kutcher in it. So this one probably needs to go up a notch because it was quite a TV movie feel off that one. But apparently, it goes behind the scenes of the launch of three iconic products, culminating in 1998 with the unveiling of the iMac. Kate Winslet's in the movie as well.
Good cast and a good team behind it by the sounds of it,
Seth Rogen is in it. He plays Steve Wozniak, and Jeff Daniels plays the former Apple CEO John Sculley in the movie as well. So
certainly sounds good on paper.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
If they bring it off. All right. Toys for Big Boys.
Yeah, this is, I suppose, the trend in terms of taking things and pitching a high concept around them. You know, Transformers has done so well at the box office, just making so much money. It's not a surprise that they're looking at other things to sort of kickstart off. And Hasbro has reportedly filed documents to the United States Patent and Trademark Office for a new GoBots trademark under the distribution of motion pictures. Now, GoBots was a toy line from the 1980s. It was kind of less known one to Transformers, but Tonka had brought them out. Hasbro bought them out in 91, and there was a cartoon series and the likes with them. So I think they're kind of going to do the same with them as they did with Transformers. We're going to see GoBots.
GoBots are back.
GoBots are back. Were they ever there? But they're back. You know, they, look, sure, we've seen this, haven't they? It wasn't Battleship a movie. I mean, yeah, who would have thought?
Okay.
So you could probably see this working more, obviously, in the CG world that they will create these things. But
right.
Look out, Transformers. You have a competitor.
A little bit of competition with GoBots. All right. Robert Downey Jr. is a busy man, but this is regarding Team Downey Jr.
Yeah, this is the co-producing partnership that he has with his wife, Team Downey. They basically produced together, and they've had a good run because the judge that they had produced, Robert Duvall, has been Oscar-nominated for it. That was their first major film. But they've got Tate Taylor on board to direct an untitled drama about the sinking of the USS Indianapolis. Mm. This is a story set in 1945, but the aftermath story of the sinking of the battleship in shark-infested Pacific waters, not to reduce that story to popular culture, but of course you remember that was a famous speech by Robert Shaw in Jaws,
yes,
about him on board the USS Indianapolis. So Downey Jr. is going to produce it alongside his wife, and Tate Taylor's credits, I mean, are very good as well. He did The Help, Get On Up, you know, he's a good director, so that sounds like a nice package they've put together.
Well, that's a husband and wife team. Now, with this next story, we're used to hearing this brotherly team of the Farrelly brothers, but it's a solo directing gig next for Bobby Farrelly.
Perhaps he's always wanted to do it, but he has signed on to direct a comedy. One Night Stand is the title of the movie. Its shooting is set for August. He most recently directed, wrote and produced Dumb and Dumber 2, of course, with his brother Peter. The story of this one centres on a charming man known for his one night stands and firm commitment not to commit. And of course, he falls hard for a woman. So
we'll see how he does solo, because, I mean, they've, how many movies have the Farrelly brothers done?
11,
yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
So, and unlike some with great success and some not so.
Yes.
As well, you know what you're going to get with them. It'll be interesting to see if he sticks with that same type of humour that they've become synonymous with. But who knows, he's
very
going
good.
Solo.
Now, thanks to you and a very kind Christmas present of a box set, I have started to watch Ray Donovan. And you have some casting news for us regarding
this. Yes, Katie Holmes is going to appear in the third season of the Showtime drama. She's going to play a major guest role in the series. And they've also added Ian McShane as well, who, you know, plays a billionaire producer in the series as well. It's done well. I mean, it's Showtime's, I think, second most popular series behind Homeland.
It's pretty good going. And you've watched, what, the end of series 2 at this stage?
I've gone all the way up to the end of series. I mean, I love John Voight in it. I think he's very good. And it's the underworld of the rich and shameless
in
Hollywood.
Yeah.
And it captures it pretty well. Yeah, I'd urge people, if they've not seen it, it's an enjoyable series. I mean, there's so much television to watch nowadays and to pick. Sometimes you miss things. I certainly had missed it until someone had recommended it to me, but I did enjoy it. But I think that's good. You know, Katie Holmes has jumped
It's a good choice for her.
She's gone from different projects, and sometimes she's kind of gone under the radar, and sometimes she's been in the press for the wrong things. You know, but she did well in The Kennedys the time she played the role. And of course, she started back in TV in the teen drama series Dawson's Creek as well. So back in TV. So
very good. That's Katie Holmes and Ray Donovan, worth checking out. Okay, what trailer should we check out online?
Ethan Hawke, of course, is at every Oscar or every awards ceremony at the moment, and he'll be at the Oscars
as well,
riding high, I suppose, on the success of Boyhood. But he's in a much darker film called Good Kill, which is coming out in April. He's joining forces with Andrew Niccol again, who he previously worked with on Lord of War and Gattaca. But here he plays a fighter pilot who's struggling to adapt to the new wave of drone warfare. And you get a sense of, I suppose, the conflict that someone would have in that position. And military dramas, we see them doing well in the shape of American Sniper at the box office at the moment. So Good Kill. Check out the trailer. It's in Irish cinemas April 10th.
And that is with Ethan Hawke. Okay, let's come to new releases in our cinemas this weekend. We have the latest Paul Thomas Anderson movie, Inherent Vice.
Inherent Vice, a director I really like. I mean, he's done some really good movies. I think you need to be in the frame of mind for the type of movies like the Master and
There Will Be Blood. And
There Will Be Blood. So I really like Boogie Nights as well.
Yes.
Great movie. Joaquin Phoenix, Josh Brolin, Owen Wilson star in this one. It's set in 1970s in drug fueled Los Angeles, and a detective investigates the disappearance of a former girlfriend. There's a big cast in it as well.
Good soundtrack. We're going to dip into the soundtrack by Johnny Greenwood very shortly, but that's Inherent Vice. Then we have we mentioned him earlier, Colin Firth.
Yeah, I think this is, you know, a typical action fare. It's just, you know, Matthew Vaughn directs it. He made Kick-Ass, and it's called Kingsman: The Secret Service, and it tells the story of a super secret spy organization that recruits an unrefined but promising street kid. Here's a clip from the movie.
What do you see? I see a young man with potential. A young man who is loyal, who can do as he's asked, and who wants to do something good with his life. Did you see the film Trading Places?
No.
How about Nikita? Pretty woman? All right. My point is that the lack of a silver spoon has set you on a certain path, but you needn't stay on it. If you're prepared to adapt and learn, you can transform.
Oh, like in My Fair Lady.
Oh, the awful of surprises. Yes, like My Fair Lady. Only in this case, I'm offering you the opportunity to become a Kingsman.
A tailor?
A Kingsman agent.
Like a spy?
Of sorts. Interested?
You think I've got anything to lose?
Yeah, that is Kingsman with Colin Firth. We've won for the kids this week.
Yeah, it's Big Hero 6. It's Oscar nominated as well. And, you know, if you're looking for something good to go and see at the cinema with the kids, that's a good choice. Ewan McGregor is back on the big screen as well in Son of a Gun. This is Australia's most notorious criminal and joins Lynch's gang for a gold heist that soon pits the two men against each other as they're on the run. And then Trash stars Rooney Mara and Martin Sheen. It's set in Brazil. Three kids who make a discovery in a dump soon find themselves running from the cops and trying to right a terrible wrong.
You are sending us out west for a TV movie recommendation this week.
Yeah, it's a Coen Brothers movie, and I didn't think that it could be remade successfully. It was just one of those ones where you took a look at it and you said, why? I like the original. Mm. And then when I saw it, I realised it was good performances, a breakout role for Hayley Steinfeld in it as well. And it was just well done, and it's
Jeff
True
Bridges
Grit.
Super in it. Yeah,
yeah, and Matt Damon's in it as well. So there you go. True Grit is on BBC Two. It's tomorrow night at 11:25.
I've seen that again, actually. One of those, you're right, one of those examples where the remake worked.
Yeah, yeah, I think it did.
Okay, that's True Grit. BBC Two, 11:25 tomorrow night. Gareth, thanks a million.
Thank you.